Okay, thank you. Sorry, two more questions, but to continue on that same vein, the BCCLA has stated that they've recovered a number of documents obtained through Freedom of Information requests that outline what they say is an International Olympic Committee agenda to interfere with Canadian rights to free speech. What specifically about these documents, and how is the IOC attempting to interfere with freedom of speech, or are you simply referring to the safe assembly areas and that type of the same things?
Well, what we're talking about is, you know, there are a number of these documents we've obtained now, whether it's the Clean Venue Agreement, the international media documents, the host city agreement. These documents, if you had just one of them, it might be an understandable oversight. Oh, you know, we didn't notice that. This is the template we use for every country when we host the Olympics. We know Canada has these rules around democracy and free speech, and it was just a mistake. But what we're seeing is actually a pattern in these documents, and the pattern is very clear. And it's very straightforward, and it makes sense of a bunch of bizarre requests. And the pattern is simply this, that the only people that the International Olympic Committee wants to be able to distribute messages in Vancouver or in Whistler during the 2010 Olympic period, which is a period of 10 weeks, are the messages of Olympic sponsors or the messages of the International Olympic Committee. There are no other messages that will be tolerated. And unfortunately for them, Vancouver is a big city. It's a lively city. There's lots going on. Lots of people have messages that they want to get out and that they would want to distribute to international tourists that are coming, whether concern about housing or concern about Tibet or concern about the environment. So there are a lot of competing messages that are going to be out there, and it's not legitimate for the IOC to work together with our government in the form of VANOC or the City of Vancouver or the province of BC to attempt to limit this free expression that's constitutionally guaranteed. We haven't been aware until really this last couple of months the extent of this agenda. There were sort of isolated materials that would pop up, but now we have enough documentation. All the documentation is available on our website at bccla.org, where government officials are signing away free speech rights left and right, and it is completely unacceptable.
And so given this, what VANOC and the IOC are really kind of what you've discovered about them in the last few weeks, unfortunately we contacted VANOC, but they couldn't be reached for immediate comment. If we did have them on the line right now, what recommendations would you give for VANOC?
Well, you know, this is a very interesting thing about VANOC. They are very reluctant to engage in media. They are very reluctant to engage in discussions around this issue. When Vancouver won the bid, it was on the back of promises that there would be extensive consultations. In fact, VANOC would fund a watchdog that would make sure that all of these promises they made around human rights and housing and consultation would be adhered to. And slowly but surely, they've been stepping away from those commitments to the point where basically they live in a fortress on Gravely Street. They're impossible to reach. They don't respond to any invitations to independent media. They only respond to mass media invitations to speak. So I'm not surprised that you couldn't get them on the phone. If I was going to make a recommendation to VANOC, it would be very simple. Follow the Constitution. Respect the free speech rights of Canadians around the Olympics. Do not attempt to make the Olympics more than what it is, which is a wonderful sporting event, but don't attempt to make it the takeover of Vancouver and the elimination of the diverse and wonderful array of opinions that Vancouver residents have.
Well, thank you very much for speaking with us today. We greatly appreciate that, and best of luck in BCCLA's future endeavors.
Thanks. If any of your listeners are interested in becoming legal observers, they just need to send an email to info@bccla.org. And our first training is this Sunday at the Britannia Community Center on Commercial Drive at 2:30.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Thank you.